All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're playing Eternum. Yes, this is the moment you've all been waiting for, and I have also been waiting to play this game. So let's get started. What is this place? The ground's cold. My hand is wet. My clothes are soaked. Tasting it. This water tastes like metal. I can feel the wind against my face, against my hand. My eyes are getting used to the low light. Sounds like noise, echoing in the distance. How is this possible? This feels more real than real life, isn't it? What? Annie? What the hell? Is that you? As far as I can tell, yes it is. Are you feeling dizzy? Yeah, a bit. My head is spinning right now. It's normal. It happens to everyone during their first time. You should have seen me on my first day here. I even threw up a couple times. But it's a small price to pay for being part of the greatest technological achievement of human history. Yeah, actually, I'm feeling better already. That's great. It means that you're very compatible with the system. I mean, a lot of this is kind of reminding me of Neuralink. By the way, there's been some serious Neuralink tests, and people have been playing video games with their mind. That's real. Google it, look it up, it's fascinating. Guy's been playing Slay the Spire with his mind, and he's been whooping everybody that's using controllers. That's a real thing, guys. Controllers, mouse, keyboard, whatever. Mind is 10,000 times better. So we are getting into that realm where, I guess, Elon Musk might be the guy that makes this thing, this VR. It sounds like something he'd do. You know, he's one of those lofty dream guys. Oh, we gotta make the virtual reality world like Ready Player One, and this is the first step. You never know. I mean, who knows what things will be like in 5 to 10 years. That's great. It means that you're very compatible with the system. Can you stand up? Yeah, I think so. All right, then. I'm really happy that I get to be the first one who introduces you to our world, Grim. Welcome to the greatest experience you'll ever have. Welcome to Eternum. This is incredible. I've been telling you for years how amazing this place is. Yeah, I know, but damn, I wasn't expecting it to feel so real. How come there aren't any Eternum gameplay videos online? Like somebody streaming their playthroughs? All your senses are being generated by your brain, thanks to the neural implant that includes your vision. That's why everything looks so real, because in a certain sense, it is. There are no videos because there's no screen to be recorded. Here, your eyes are just doing what they're meant to do. See the world around them, which just happens to be virtual. I'm sorry, I'm not explaining it too well. I guess only the founder knows how it all technically works. Damn, that's amazing. By the way, your outfit looks awesome. And your hair, it's so long on here. Yeah, you can't change much about your body's appearance, but you can still change your clothes, hairstyle, accessories, and all that stuff. At least in this server. Each server has its own rules, and some of them force you to wear a certain outfit. Do you like it? It looks awesome. And what are those swords? Are they just floating around you? Hell yeah, they were part of an event that took place a couple of months ago. There were only 10 sets given out in all of Eternum, so these are actually pretty rare. That's so cool. Well, let's go to the market. I have a surprise for you. Oh, is it a cool outfit too? I look like a peasant standing next to you. That's the basic outfit of Ion. I'd give you a nicer one, but you'd only be able to wear it on this server. I have something much better, just trust me. Let's not waste any more time. Are you ready? Ready! Behind that door is the entrance to the market. This is just the lobby. You can't harm anyone or be harmed here, it's the safe zone. But remember, once we're outside of this lobby, you're on your own. Got it. Man, who created this place? It's incredible! There are some environment creation tools available, but the learning curve is pretty steep. You need extensive knowledge in computer engineering, software design, and even physics to make all of it function properly. And you need a lot of money, too. A normal guy with a potato laptop would never be able to create such a server. I don't have a potato laptop, but I did at one point. I guess that makes sense. And would you say the market we're going to is dangerous? Well, kinda. I'll put it this way. Just make sure you watch your step. If you trip and fall, it'll hurt you. If you get robbed, you'll of course lose your items. If you die, you lose all your belongings and even your level. It's pretty harsh. Are all Eternum servers like this? Lobbies are usually always safe zones, and some servers might have other special conditions, but yeah, they all pretty much function in the same way. Have you ever died before? I wouldn't be level 33 if I had. It takes a long time to rebuild an account. Impressive. I guess you must be pretty tough with those swords of yours. I might not have any swords, but my avatar actually came equipped with guns already. Right. Actually, these aren't your typical swords. These are only catalysts for my main weapon. Magic. Wow. Magic is forbidden in some servers, but I never visit those anyways. You can specialize in whatever combat style you prefer. Annie. Huh? Hey there. What do we have here, babe? Fresh meat? Did you bring a newbie to Ion? You're so evil. He's gonna get himself killed. No, he's not. He's Grim. He's tough. Oh, Grim? So this is the Grim you're always talking about. What? Yeah. I like him. I can see why you... No time to talk. We need to get going. Sorry, girls. I'll see you another day. Sure, Annie. Remember to call us if you need any help. Or you ever need help, rather. We still owe you one. Will do. Take care. Looks like you've made a name for yourself here. Yeah, I come here almost every day, and I've made it through a lot of challenges. Really? That doesn't sound like the Annie I know. That's the thing, Grim. You can be anything you want here. And now, I know what we're about to do will look scary at first, but just trust me, okay? What do you mean? I'm not scared. I'm actually starting to get pretty comfortable in this world. That's what I wanted to hear. Now just ignore your fears and follow me. Take the leap of faith. What? Annie? Holy shit, she jumped! Annie? I'm supposed to follow her? Holy fuck, it's a long way down! I can't even see the ground from here. I'm in the wrong server, I should be jumping into pools or into a bed with hot women. What if I jump and the game gets buggy and I turn into a splattered mess at the bottom? Du-du-du-du. Mortal Kombat style. Jump. Might as well jump. Alright, that's enough, Grim. You're not a coward. Not on here. You are whatever you choose to be. I'm gonna do it. Yes, I'm not afraid. Everything is gonna be alright. Jump on the count of three. Yeah. I'll get a running start first and then I'll jump. Don't overthink it, Grim. Just commit. One, two, three. Oh, shit, 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 shit. Oh, shit. Oh, damn. What a fall. Annie? Am I dead? Is this the afterlife? Of course not. I bet it didn't even hurt a bit. Now that you mention it, yeah, you're right. It didn't hurt at all. My legs feel just fine. Would have thought for sure I was just gonna make that joke. Would have thought for sure I'd turn into Lieutenant Dan. Falling from the Nexus can't harm you. It's designed that way. With a bit of practice, you'll learn to land on your feet. You'll be able to pull off some stylish landings in no time. You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan! I was just about to make that joke for real. I hope so. Guess I did a good job of embarrassing myself up there. Nobody saw that, right? Just a few dozen people. Oh, fuck. No worries, we've all been newbies before. Come on now, get up. We've got so many things to do, places to see. Time really flies here. To the market. Getting up from the floor. Oh my fucking god. Welcome to Ion. If you can't find a weapon or armor piece here, then you won't find it anywhere. It's got everything. Wow. To the west is Apollo Square. To the north, Union Station. While further to the east is the Black Market. First, we'll head over to 7th Street. There's a woman there who owes me a favor. We'll go see her together. Follow me. Thank God I have you, Annie. I'd probably be lost in a ditch somewhere without you. My pleasure. Huh? What's that sound? Oh my God, a public announcement. It's been a while since the last broadcast. A public announcement? Good evening, citizens of Eternum! Huh? I hope you're having a lovely session today. Sure, thanks, man. Today we set a new record for the number of simultaneous players on Eternum. Over 51 million people are currently online. Okay. Annie, do you know this guy? Know him? Everyone knows him. He's the man who made all of this possible. The brain that envisioned this brand new world. The god of this realm. He is the founder. Bum, bum, bum. No. The founder? Oh, shit. This is the CEO of Ulysses. And he's speaking to us? Of course not. He doesn't have time to talk to peasants like us. This is just a system-generated image, a hologram, if you prefer. His image and speech are being projected in front of all players right now. Take a look around. Oh, damn, it's true. There are a lot of copies of him. Millions of them. Can I speak to him like I did with Idril? Nah, Idril is an AI, but the founder is human. He can only be in one place at one time, so you can't interact with him. He uses this system to communicate important information with the players. I guess that makes sense. But let's cut to the chase. Another gem of doom has been found. Oh my God, another one? Amazing. Do you have any? I wish. There are only 10 of them in the entire world. You need strength, intelligence, talent, and really a lot of pure luck just to find one. Hey, you already have plenty of the first three. Thanks, but believe me, it's impossible. The sixth gem was found on the server of Styx. Six on Styx, huh? But as always, whoever discovered it will remain anonymous. Why would the founder want to give up all his money and power to whoever finds the gems? I don't get it. Because he never wanted riches or fame to begin with, merely to share his dreams and creation with us. And now he just wants to find a worthy successor. Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. If you say so. Remember, the person who manages to gather all 10 gems will gain access to the Temple of Acheron and thus claim the throne of Eternum to become the most powerful person on Earth. And that is all I needed to say. Keep fighting, citizens of Eternum. 4 gems are yet to be found. Success awaits you. What the fuck? Is he looking at me? Of course not. He's probably just looking off to the side at wherever he's physically located. Well, it looks like he's staring directly into my eyes. It's kind of creepy. Weird. Is there any more information about this founder? And no, we're not talking about the guy from McDonald's. I keep thinking about that. Not really. The internet is full of old wise tales and conspiracies about who he is, but no one really knows for certain. In my opinion, he's just a man with a prodigious mind. There we are. Who likes to keep his personal life private. Maybe you're right. Anyway, we're wasting precious time. Let's go to the market. Are you ready? Ready. Follow me. Yes, I know what the word prodigious means. Hello, Grim. Hi. Wow, your costume looks awesome. Thank you. I crafted it myself. Annie told me you wanted to purchase the Sword of Drax. Normally an item like this would have a high asking price, but since I owe Annie a favor, consider yourself lucky.
I get that a lot.
Alright, this is my surprise.
Thanks, Annie.
Also, take these 1,500 Eternals. It's the game's currency. Oh, we have currency in this one.
Like,
you guys see that to the right, right? Oh shit. This might actually be like a game.
So, I might die and screw up and all that. You know, like a real game.
Really? Awesome. That's a pretty generous gift, Grim. An Eternal is worth $1 in the real world.
What?
You just gave me $1,500! I can't accept it. Well, you don't have a choice. This is my gift to you. But it's too much money. Take the money. Where did you get it?
I don't know. Working, exploring, fighting?
She killed a bunch of slimes for 5 minutes or so. I don't know. She just went back and forth and killed a bunch of slimes. That's where the money came from.
Hey, come on now. Grinding.
Everybody knows about grinding, right? Come on. Grind shit to get shit. Some people literally earn their real-life wages in Eternals. Store owners, cleaners, blacksmiths, tailors. They exchange their Eternals for dollars at the end of the month, and they end up earning twice as much as they would at a normal job.
Well, I'll be damned.
I don't have any need for this money in the real world, so I'm gifting it to you. And you're gonna take it. End of discussion. But... Okay, but I'll pay you back when I eventually earn my own money. Sure, if that makes you feel better, go ahead. You can go to that shop over there with that scavenger. You can buy anything you want. It's your money now. But spend it wisely. I'm gonna stay back. I need to discuss a couple of things with Kitty. Go ahead, I'll be right there. Alright, thank you, Annie. Damn, that sure was a generous gift. I really have to pay everything back to Annie one day. Okay, let's see what they sell here.
Hello? Are you open? Huh? Oh!
Kajantolikoko?
What?
Well, hello, friend.
Hello.
Why are we screaming? Welcome to Chop Chops. Best shop in all of Ion.
No, in all of Eternum.
What do you sell here?
What don't I sell?
Me have everything. Only best materials. Best products.
Okay, show me your best items then.
Money, how much money you have?
If I don't want this guy to scam me, I better be careful.
300 Eternals.
Good money.
Top 4 items. I show. You choose.
Alright, sounds good.
First is Shovel of Destiny, wielded by King Frey the Great.
It looks like a rusty shovel I'd find in the trash.
What's it for?
To shovel!
Shovel!
Okay. I'll think about it. Anything else?
Of course, many more goods, I show. A Pistol of Destiny.
Another piece of junk?
No, you simple-minded boob. Look like old pistol, but really a powerful laser gun.
Oh, really?
Yes, shots can melt metal.
Absolutely lethal. Pew, pew, ow!
Stand aside, I show you. You see pipes?
Yeah.
Well, see them no longer. I disintegrate with Pistol of Destiny. Be careful, Shockwave could throw you all the way across the street. Pew, pew, wee! Watch out!
Oh,
shit! Did you just kill that guy? Well, maybe no melt metal, but you saw it. It works! Absolutely lethal. Pew, pew! Oh, shit! Did you... Third item of collection. Glasses of Destiny.
I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Give you X-ray vision. Can't get a look-see at what under armor of other players.
Oh, interesting.
Can look for enemy's weaknesses. If he hiding wound, attack him there. Pew pew zing. If you have small pee-pee, you make fun of him and his poor weenie genetics. He get mad, he drop guard, you attack. Pew pew kablam.
Okay, let me try that.
Okie dokie.
Everything looks the same to me.
No, you dum-dum. Press button on right side, dipshit.
The right button?
Oh, it worked. But only your cap disappeared.
Keep pressing. It works. This is awesome. Though I do prefer you with clothes on. I tell you no lies, only truth. Only top quality in my shop. Hey, did you find anything cool? Annie, yeah, Chop Chop has some cool gadgets. What are you wearing?
Oh, nothing. These are just some glasses to help my aim.
They're striking.
That's my style.
Anyway, I'm going with Kitty to grab the sword. She's got it stored in a garage nearby. I'll be right back. Sure, no problem.
Activate the glasses. Do not activate the glasses. Let's activate the glasses, save, and then do not activate.
I wonder if... Oh my. Shouldn't take more than 15 minutes. She could go alone, but... Don't get me wrong, I trust her. But you can never be too cautious in Eternum.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So I think it'd be better if I go with her. Don't get lost or get yourself into too much trouble, alright?
Oh my fucking god,
which is a great song by Strapping Young Lad. If you avoid the alleyways, you shouldn't have any problems. Jeez, I've always tried to not think of Annie in that way because I don't want to ruin our friendship, but now...
Wow.
She's got curves in all the right places. Now look at those abs, right? Holy shit, those hips. How the hell did she get those abs? Yeah, right? I've never seen her doing any kind of exercise. Maybe she started working out in secret. Wait for me over in the corner. Over by the garbage can. Damn, I guess she's not the skinny kid she used to be. Okay? What? Earth to Grim, hello, are you alright?
Yeah, sorry, I was distracted.
The garbage can, sure. I'll be there. Cool, see you in a little while. Bye-bye. Jesus. Okay, man. This one is an interesting tool for sure. Told ya, I tell you no lies, only truth. And this is my last item.
What is it? I think it'll be pretty hard to beat the glasses, to be honest.
Pendant of Destiny. Legends say it bring luck to women who wear it forever.
That sounds like a fairy tale.
Whether you believe it or not is your choice. You can choose to be dumb shitbag, but remember, Chop Chop only sell top quality products. This is best one yet. I'll take the glasses. Strictly for combat purposes. Excellent, excellent. Great choice.
I'm sure these glasses will be of some use.
Well, I gotta go. Thank you. Thank you, friend. Come back to Chop Chop's another day. I miss you already. Top quality product. No refund exchanges. Bye-bye for now.
Well, I'll wait for Annie here. Although she said she'd be back in 15 minutes. I still have some time left. Maybe I could go explore a bit.
Go explore. What would happen if I just take a quick look around the corner? Holy shit, man, this place is amazing. It feels like I'm living inside Blade Runner. Reading the sign, Human Taxidermist. Oh damn, I hope that's just the name of a bar. I'm not trying to find out for myself though, that's for sure. Hot damn. I gotta admit that I love Ian's sense of fashion. Aphrodites. I wonder what this is. Maybe an upscale restaurant or something? The door looks so fancy. The best experience in Eternum. Oh, what the hell? Let's take a look inside. It can't be any worse than a human taxidermist. Looks like a regular old office. Huh? Wow, this place looks so different on the inside. It's quite the contrast compared to the neon cyberpunk style on the streets. I wonder what they're selling here. Hello? Is anybody there? Must be some kind of exclusive club for rich people. I should probably leave. I'm starting to feel a little out of place. Welcome to Aphrodites.
Ooh.
Oh, hi. How may I assist you, sir?
I'm sorry, is this a hotel?
My name's Grim, by the way. Welcome, Grim. Is this your first visit to Aphrodite's?
Yes, but it's also my first time in Aeternum, too.
I assumed as much seeing you're wearing Ion's initiation outfit. You couldn't have come to a better place. Men from around the world come here for invigoration.
Invigoration is this...
Yes, Aphrodite's is a gentleman's club.
Well, I'm a gentleman, so, I mean, that works, right?
We've been fulfilling fantasy since 1912.
Well, I'll be damned.
All right, Washington, let's go ahead and get our boots off.
Clubs in London, Paris, Barcelona, Venice, and for almost 2 years now, Aeternum.
Well, I'd heard there was a thriving sex industry inside Aeternum, but I wasn't expecting to find it so soon.
So I can... I mean, could I...
I must warn you that we operate differently from the other clubs on the server. The girl must desire to spend time with you. It's her decision. Displaying inappropriate behavior or hurting your escort in any way unless both parties have consented prior will result in immediate removal from the premises and the filing of a report with the Praetorians.
I understand.
Oh, and of course this is an exclusive club that is priced accordingly. Spending time with the girls will cost between 600 and 1,200 eternals. That's the high-class broads.
1,200 eternals for one night?
For an hour.
Holy shit, $1,200 for an hour?
That's all that's left over from what Annie gave me. This place sure is expensive. Well, I appreciate all this information, but I think I'll have to come back another day. I'm going to be hanging around the server much more, so you'll probably see me again. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you. Actually, I might have the perfect girl for you. Would you like to come down and meet her?
What? Do you mean right now?
Yes, don't worry about any commitments at this moment. I just want to introduce you to her.
Okay. Well, I guess I have a couple of minutes.
Excellent. Please, follow me. Eva, can you come to the main hall, please?
Thank you, darling.
This way, sir.
Of course.
You seem to be pretty welcoming with me. Do you always treat every customer this way? Not that I don't appreciate it, I really do, but what if I didn't have any money? All clientele are scanned automatically with our security sensors when they enter the building.
Oof.
If you had been carrying any weapons, I'd have asked you to leave them at reception. But I know you're not carrying any. Good thing I didn't buy Chop Chop's pistol. And yes, I know you're also in possession of 1,200 Eternals. Damn, that's a thorough scan. Better safe than sorry. I guess that's true. So this... Eva... Eva's our newest girl. I tried to show her to two potential customers, but she declined them both. One of them even offered to pay 2,500 Eternals.
25,000 Eternals. Wow. Just for an hour? Really?
Our reputation precedes us. Ah, looks like she's already here. I think you might just be her type, Grim. For $25,000 an hour, I think she's everybody's type. Well... I can't afford to spend all of my Eternals now. I need the money. But I guess it wouldn't hurt to meet her. Maybe I'll come back to spend time with her another day. Of course.
Oh, Twin Tails.
I do like Twin Tails.
Oh.
Good evening, Miss Ambrose.
Good evening, Eva.
This is Grim.
Hello, Grim.
Hello, Eva. Wow, you're beautiful. More exotic than I thought. Your hair is really amazing. Well, aren't you quite the charmer? Are you trying to make me blush? It might be working. I love your dress, too. Its lights are mesmerizing. Thank you. I like your style as well.
Really?
I'm only wearing the starter outfit. I look like a peasant fresh off Tutorial Island. Exactly. You don't look like those arrogant, sleazy men that usually frequent this place, dripping sweat, whiskey on their breath, and clothes ripe with the foul scent of cigarettes. They barge in and think they own the place, entitled to anything they throw their filthy money at, that is, until they come to Aphrodite's. Isn't that right, Miss Ambrose? Absolutely. I knew you'd like him. I do find Mr. Grimm very intriguing, and I'd love to learn more about him. Maybe you can go to one of the private booths to become more acquainted with each other. I think I would like that a lot. Only if Grimm wants to, of course. Yeah, that does sound pretty nice right now. But as much as I'd love that, I'm afraid 1,200 Eternals for a little chat sounds a little too rich for my blood right now. You'd be surprised to know how much money some men spend just to have somebody to talk to.
That's true, guys.
Most of them just come here to be listened to, disconnect from their routine, or confess their most intimate secrets. Yep. It's a real thing. In Eternum, they're able to have another identity. They have a place to truly go without any shame or regret. There are no eyes watching, no cameras recording, no judgments given. They feel safe. If you gain our trust and allow us to take full care of you, we can help you relieve your burdens, your stress, your tension. I only wish to take advantage of the 5 senses to bring you what you desire, what you crave. You'll be able to hear the soothing sounds, smell the arousing scents, taste the forbidden fruit, see the exposed beauty, and feel the warm embrace. God, she's making me horny. All right, Grimm, what are you gonna do? Well, you only live once. I'd love to get to know you more, Eva. Ah, I was hoping you would say that. Come with me. Let's go somewhere a little more private. All right? We won't be disturbed in here. Let's go inside. Sure. It smells good in here. And it looks so clean. The cleaning ladies do a really nice job of keeping this place tidy. Cleaning ladies, isn't there a button to clean it, to reset the room or something? A button? So, it really is your first time in Eternum. Unfortunately, things aren't quite that simple. If you get injured, your wounds won't heal until they're treated or you decide to leave the server. If you want a new dress, you have to buy one. If you're dirty or bloody, you'll have to take a shower. Yes, Eternum is definitely magical in most aspects. But there isn't any spell to clean out floors. Otherwise, my room would be immaculate. This place is amazing. I still can't believe that someone was able to create this world. You haven't seen anything yet, Grimm. There's so many things that make this place incomparable to the real world. If I could stay here forever, I'd do it. So you're real, right? Real? Well, I mean, when I logged in, I spoke with a nice woman who explained how this world works. Ah! Idriel, the Eternum Lady. That one. She seems so real to me. She answered all of my questions and behaved just like a normal person I meet in the real world. But she wasn't. She was an AI. I hear other servers have even more NPCs that behave as human-like as her, so... If something or someone is indistinguishable from their real-world counterparts, it blurs the definition of what truly is real. So would it really make much of a difference if I was real or not? Well, yes. I mean, I think it's important to know how to differentiate between what's of the game and what's from real life. How do you define reality, Grimm? Reality? Well, I don't know. It's all the things that truly exist on their own without any dependencies. Everything that is really happening. So our conversation right now, since it's dependent on the game, does that mean it's not actually happening? Your nose smelling my perfume, your eyes seeing me stand before you, your ears hearing the words I speak. Do all these things not culminate into a real full-body experience? If you're unable to know whether the person you're speaking with is a human or an AI, does it really matter? No, it doesn't. I'm actually getting to that point where I'm personally saying it doesn't matter. I guess not, but... If I touch your face, you'll feel my hand. If someone were to hurt you, you'd feel every ounce of pain. If you give in to another's seduction, you'd experience all the sensations of pleasure. The only thing that sets this world apart from the other is being able to log off. To me, this place is my real world. The other one is just a gap to which I am forced to return every day. I don't know. This is awesome, sure, but I don't know if I can see it that way. You'll get there. You just need more time. Eternum is like a drug, Grimm. Let it overtake you. Allow yourself to live fully within its world. But anyway, going back to your question, if you were asking whether there's a girl named Eva in the outside world laying on her bed, connected to a neural implant, yes, there is. So I guess that makes me real. Does that change your perspective on our interactions? Well, after everything you said, not really. Oh, I'm sorry, Grim. It wasn't my intention to bring you down. Merely to help broaden your perspective so you can truly enjoy all this world has to offer. How about I give you a little massage to help ease your mind and lift your spirits? Don't worry, you didn't bring me down. Although the massage idea sounds great. I like you, Grim. You have a very inquisitive mind and you aren't afraid to ask questions. I like you a lot. You know, I think you're deserving of my most special massage. How does that sound?
Whoa.
Whoa, hold on. You're gonna... Whoa. How does that sound? Good. You've got me curious. Have you ever done anything like this before? Not really. And I like you too, Eva. I appreciate that my conversation doesn't fall on deaf ears, but I'll be honest, I'm kind of nervous. There's no need for that feeling here, baby. Let me help you relax and ease your mind. But first, do you mind if I get a little more comfortable? The neon lights on this dress make me a little too warm. Of course, go ahead. Thank you. Snaps fingers. Oh my god, she's driving me insane. I'm so fucking hard. Snaps fingers. Oh, Jesus. I might not know any spells for cleaning, but at least I know this bit of magic. Much better now, don't you think, Grim? Yeah, whatever makes you more comfortable. Miss Ambrose requires us to wear that dress. It's really lovely and I like it a lot, but it does make us girls sweat after a while. Yeah, I guess it can be a little... A little? Wow. Damn, Eva. Your body is... perfect. Thank you. I was hoping I'd be to your liking. You definitely are. Then I guess you must be ready for some... further... relaxation.
You bet I am.
Then let's not waste any more time. I'm sure there are a lot of things you'd like to do on your first day in the tournament. Everything else can wait. Right now, you've got my full attention. Now, that's the spirit, baby. I always say that in Eternum, only the now is what matters. Wow. My God, Grim. What's the matter? It's huge. I've never seen one so big. Oh, is that a problem? Maybe. I don't know what to do with all of you. But I think it's a problem I'd love to solve. Oh god. Your scent is captivating, Grim. Oh yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh my fucking god. You feel amazing. Please don't stop. Oh, yeah. I can feel her tongue gliding all over me. I love it. Oh, fuck. Eva, I don't know about the other world, but this feels incredible. Right here. Right now. Oh, yes. Oh shit, I'm about to come. I can't hold it. No, don't come just yet. What? I'm not done with you. I want to feel you inside me. What? Oh shit, this is really happening. I need you to fuck me, please. I have to know how it feels to ride such a big cock. Yes, I'm not supposed to be doing this. Doing what? Removing her veil. Having sex, a blowjob, is supposed to be our most intimate interaction with clients, and only on the most special occasions. This is something personal, and also strictly forbidden. So please, don't tell Miss Ambrose. My lips are sealed. Thank you, Grim. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god. It's so big. You're so fucking tight, Eva. Stretch it. Let me take all of you in, Grim. Ah. Fuck. It feels so much better than I thought. I've never felt so full in my life. Oh my god, Eva. This is amazing. Go faster. I want to feel you deeper. Give it to me hard. Deeper! That's it. Yeah, just like that. Oh my fucking god, keep going. Please, please, don't stop. Keep going, baby. Oh my good god. Your pussy feels incredible. I can't get enough of you, baby. Fuck, I'm about to finish. Give me every inch, Grim. Don't stop riding it.
Sure are going at it.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck. But I can't hold it. I think I'm gonna come. Your pussy is squeezing. Your cock is driving me insane. I can't. Oh my god. I'm about to come too. Come here, baby. Come on my face. Cover me with your seed. Oh, fuck. Ah! Ah, yeah! Oh my fucking god! That was insane! How are you so good? Am I? I don't know. I didn't do anything special. I just let myself go. I was trying to avoid coming too early more than anything else. Which was not an easy thing to do considering that you're unbelievably hot. I'm sorry I made a mess of you. No, I wanted it. It's exactly what I needed. Wow. Ah, Grim, this is not how I was expecting the day to go.
Me neither, I can assure you. I have to go back to the hall, but let me tell you that I enjoyed our time together a lot. Maybe more than you.
More than me? I doubt that. So,
should I pay now, or?
It's okay. You can go.
What? I don't have to pay?
No, don't worry. I got as much out of this as you did. This one's on the house, Grim. You've definitely earned it.
Wow. Thanks, Eva. Are you sure, though? Will Madame Ambrose be okay with this?
Probably not, but I'll handle it. Just be sure she doesn't see you on your way out.
All right. Then I guess I'll be going.
Goodbye, Grim. Thank you.
Will I see you again?
Well, I guess that depends on you. If I come back to Aphrodite's, will you still be working here?
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
No one can know their future. In any case, although Eternum is a vast world, it has an odd way of bringing people back together again.
Okay then. Goodbye, Eva.
Take care, Grim. Oh my god! Holy shit, what just happened? Fuck, that was incredible. I wonder if Eva... Grim! Ah! Annie, I was just looking for you, not doing anything weird, nope! I went to the human taxidermist!
Huh?
Why the long face? What happened? The sword, I didn't get it.
What sword?
The one that was supposed to be my gift to you. Someone broke in the kitty's garage. They stole everything! Oh, come on, Annie, it doesn't matter. I don't need it, I'll get another weapon. But I wanted to give it to you. I've been waiting so long to finally play Eternum together, and now I...
Annie, seriously, stop it.
You generously gave me a bunch of Eternals, you kindly shared your favorite server with me, and you've been showing me the ropes. You've done more than enough. I know it might sound cheesy, but you being here with me is the best gift I could have received.
But really?
I mean it. Thank you, Grim. You really know what to say to make a girl feel better.
Hey, I'm only speaking the truth here.
So tell me, what have you been up to? I've been gone for a while. Wasn't expecting things to take this long.
Me? Not much.
Oh yeah, I bought something. Oh, cool. What'd you buy? Remember the glasses? I bought them. Oh, cool. Did they do anything special? No. Not really. But they look cool, right? I'll be the trailblazer of Eternum fashion with these bad boys. Another look won't hurt anyone. Oh yeah. Kool-Aid Man. Uh-oh. What? No Kool-Aid Man. Critical system failure. Error code 42069. Please contact manufacturer at... What? There isn't even a number listed. God damn you, Chop Chop. Only top quality, my ass. Something wrong? No, don't worry. Anyway, we should get going. Come on, let's go to the portal. It's time for us to head out. Lead the way. Okay, here we are. This right here is an exit portal. Yeah, I remember asking Idriel about it. If you leave the game without using one of these, you'll lose everything, right? Correct. And how do you use it? You just have to... Help! What? Did you hear that too? Someone screamed. Yeah, a girl. It came from over there. Should we go investigate? Yeah, I think so. She could be hurt. You're right. It came from over here.
Come on, a little closer now.
That voice. Seriously, I have to go.
You're not going anywhere until we're done talking.
Shit, not this guy again. I know that motherfucker. It's that Benjamin punk. Benjamin? Oh no. Do you know him? Yeah, everyone in school knows him. Axel's lapdog. Are you two friends? Not exactly. He introduced his fist to my face earlier today, right after swim class. The son of a bitch almost broke my nose. Yeah, he and Axel have a reputation for being aggressive. Even some teachers are afraid of those two. They're untouchable because Axel's father subsidizes the school. Fucking bastards.
Scream all you want. No one can hear you from this side of the city.
Look, Benja, I had a lot of fun today, but I gotta go.
Bitch, you've been flirting with me nonstop at the club, dancing and rubbing your ass against my dick. And now you want me to leave here with blue balls? No, you don't get to do that.
I'd love to stay with you, but if I don't disconnect, my mom will yell at me.
Your mom? Bitch, you almost ate my dick on the dance floor. You can't dress like a slut, cover your skin with lewd tattoos, and then pretend to be a goody-goody mommy's girl. Up until a few minutes ago, you were giving me nothing but fuck me eyes.
Well, I wasn't trying to give you that impression. I'm sorry. This is making me sick. We have to do something. Can't you scare him away, Annie? I'm sure you're stronger than Benjamin in this world. Yeah, but he's Axel's friend, the son of William Bardot. I could beat him easily, but then he'd tell Axel, and Axel would tell his father, and then he'd use his power within the company to ban me from Eternum forever. I can't afford to lose this game, Grim. I spent the last 3 years of my life playing, and I don't want to lose it all. Shit, you're right. We're fucked. Okay, I need to go to the portal now. We can meet again tomorrow.
Nah, you're not going anywhere.
No, let me go.
Ah, don't worry, babe. It'll be fun for me, at least. I'm sure you're wet as fuck. Don't lie to me. Intervene. Fuck, I can't let him do this. I'm going in.
I'll try to knock him down before he notices me. But if he sees you and tells Axel, you won't ever be able to play again. This was your dream.
I can't stand by and watch him rape that poor girl. I can only imagine what I would do if you were in her shoes. I can't let it happen.
You're right. I wish I was as brave as you are. I'll attack too.
No, you have much more to lose, Annie. Promise me you'll stay here.
But promise me. Okay, I promise.
Oh yeah. Can you feel my dick against your ass, babe?
Please, let me go!
Your protests are useless. I'm gonna put it inside. You won't be crying anymore once you feel my big fat cock going in and out of you.
No, please, stop!
Haha.
He seems distracted now. With a bit of luck, I'll be able to knock him down without being seen. If I manage to do that, he won't know who attacked him and I won't be banned.
I'll attack in 3, 2, 1, now!
Praetorian! Releasing steam.
What the hell is that?
Praetorian!
A Praetorian? Oh yeah, they're... Eternum's police.
I've never seen one on duty.
Benjamin Dawson, Eternum ID 289,000,000. Well, I don't know. It's supposed to be, but it said there was only 51 million people. So 289,008,551. I don't know. That's a big fucking number. Put your hands up and back away from the girl.
What? You have got to be kidding me.
A fucking Praetorian.
Man, I feel like a celebrity. Did I do something wrong, Cupcake?
You're in violation of code 261-E, rape and sexual assault.
Oh no, I'm scared.
That motherfucker is still as cocky as always. I hope they throw him out of the game, on the server at least. You've committed crimes against Eternum's general code of ethics. You're coming with me.
Why? You want your turn with me behind those trash cans?
Your session is to be terminated and you will be disconnected from the server. Your file will be analyzed by an ethics jury to determine if you may return to the game.
Yeah, sure. Sorry to cut you off, but I've been through this before. I'll tell you exactly what'll happen. The fucking jury of yours is gonna ban me, but then I'm gonna talk with William Bardot. The ban will get reversed. I'll come back to the game and then I'll make sure that whole piece of shit jury panel gets fired. You're messing with the wrong guy. I'm the best friend of William Bardot's son.
We are well aware of your character file, Benjamin.
Does his name ring a bell, the second in command after the founder, Ulysses' biggest shareholder? Shit, I've even taken a fat dump in his fucking house before. So, why don't we save ourselves all the paperwork and you leave me alone?
Accompany me without resistance or I'll be forced to take drastic action.
Oh shit, yeah, I forgot you're a fucking AI. Can I talk to a real person, please? Is anybody on the other side? Hello, I want to speak with a fucking human. If you keep resisting, you'll be excommunicated. It's like talking to a wall. Don't give a person's job to a fucking machine.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yeah, run away, bitch.
Proceed with me to the nearest exit portal. This is your last warning.
I have a better idea. Why don't we take advantage of that huge ass your designers gave you? I'll put that thing to good use. We'll go behind those trash cans, you'll kneel down, and then you'll start sucking my fat...
Reporting nearby units. Player number 289,008,000 and I don't know. 289,850. It's 289,000,000,000. 8,000. I don't know, man. 289,000,000. It doesn't feel like it's written right. It should be 2,890,000. It's just the numbering is wrong. Has been excommunicated. Requesting backup to my location. Holy shit! His head was disintegrated. And I guess now we can...
Leaving.
Unit number 123, reporting for duty.
A member of the syndicate?
No. Code 261-E. I'll take care of this and submit the report. But the victim ran off. Find her and bring her to the nearest station for psychological assistance. Eternum number 401,815,505. Right away.
Ah! Oof! Back in the real world, Grim.
Okay, I have to admit, that was fucking awesome. Eternum exceeded all of my expectations. Man, I even got laid. On my first day. Jeez, raining again? Damn Cretan. I don't know how long I've been playing, but now I'm starving. I'm gonna go to the kitchen. Grim! Annie! It's weird to see you with your hair short again. I can imagine. How was the log off? Did you disconnect smoothly? Yeah, sure. Much better than logging in. Damn, that sure was intense. For a second there, I thought we'd be goners. Nah, you shouldn't fear the Praetorians. They're there to protect us. Some people believe they can do whatever they want in Eternum without consequences, and that's simply not true. We didn't have to hide after they took care of Benjamin. They knew we weren't involved. I guess not. Sorry about that. They look intimidating, and my instinct told me to run and hide. They have nice asses, though. Maybe that's what confused me. I felt scrawls. Yeah, there's no denying that. And what's gonna happen with Benjamin? Excommunicated? Yup, he won't be able to play a tournament ever again. It's an irrevocable ban. Even Axel's dad will have trouble undoing that. He serves him right for what he did. I hope that never happens to us, though. Anyway, let's have some supper. Sure, let's go. A few minutes later. Alright, I got the dishwasher running. Everything was delicious. I can't remember the last time I had salmon. Neither can I. And then he starts saying stuff like, I want to talk to a person. I want to speak with a human, not a fucking AI. And the Praetorian stood there like this without moving an inch, imitating the Praetorian's metallic voice. If you keep resisting, you will be excommunicated. I probably should have used the robot voice for them. I will next time, guys. This is your last warning. And he says, I don't give a shit. Why don't you suck my... Bang! His entire head vanished. Damn, those Praetorians sound badass. Oh, they are. And from what you said, it sounds like that guy deserved it. Oh yeah, totally. The game would be much better off without him. Video games have never been my thing, but I have to admit, this one sounds fun. If I get a modeling job, I'll get myself a neural implant too. I promise. That'd be awesome. I heard that promise. I heard that promise, Penny. Too late to back out now. I'm gonna find you a modeling job and then you'll have to buy it. Well, I'm off to bed. Thank you so much for playing with me, Grim. It means a lot. The pleasure was all mine, Annie. The tournament's awesome. I'm so grateful I had you by my side. Good night. Night. So, another Eternum player, huh? I said only if I got a modeling job. I'll get you one. Are you my manager now? Well, I recommended you take that photo at the cafe the other day. Speaking of that, did you post the photo? Yep, and I have to admit you were right. It's my most liked and commented post already. See? I told you. And that's quite an accomplishment. You have some really nice pics there. Oh, have you seen them? Yeah, I made a temporary account. Throwaway 22736 or something like that. No way, that was you? You're the one who liked all my photos last night. Oh, did you see that? No worries, it's okay. I knew it would be. Thanks for supporting me. I appreciate it. I'm not a simp. I promise. I'm not a simp. You have some truly beautiful pics. I enjoyed your entire profile. It's very artistic. Thank you. Are you into photography? I definitely am, if that means I could have a model like you. Oh, did I go too far with the compliments? You know, I'm going to a photography studio this Sunday. I was supposed to go with a friend of mine, but if you're interested... Sure, why not? I'd love to come. Really? Great. I'll tell him not to come then. You'll be my personal photographer for the day. You know, I'm not gonna lie, when Mom told me that you and Annie were gonna live with us for a while, I got a little annoyed. But hey, I'm glad to say I was wrong. Both of you breathe so much life into this house. It almost feels like you've always lived here. Thank you, Penelope. It means a lot hearing that from you. Anyway, I'll go to bed too. Good night, Grim. Good night. I should do the same. Playing a tournament is way more tiring than I thought. I'll say goodnight to Nancy and Dahlia, then go to sleep. There she is. Damn, still working. Jesus Christ, look at that nightwear. How am I supposed to not look at her cleavage when I'm talking to her? Okay, Grim, you can do it. Just look her in the eyes. You're not a horny teenager. Show her you're a man now. She works too much. What the? Nancy? Grim, what a surprise! I thought you were sleeping already. No, but I was just about to head to bed. Good, sleeping is important, very important. I was about to get some rest myself, too. I was, finishing something from work. These damn ads. You should install an ad blocker. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. I can't stand seeing all those weird pop-ups. So yeah, I hope you get a good night's sleep. Yeah, being involved in a lot of sports helps me to sleep really well. That's great. The same thing happens to me when I do yoga. Oh yeah, I forgot you did yoga. That's cool. I've always wanted to try it. You could come to my yoga class this Thursday. It's nice to get away from these frustrating computers and their annoying ads. Join your yoga class? Man, are we going to be going to everybody's classes and things? Why not? Sure, that sounds fun. Oh, it is.
I'll show you all of my secret techniques. Like the crested crane pose. The crested crane pose? Oh yeah, channels the bad energies away, revealing your true animal spirit. Sounds good, I can't wait to try those poses.
Oh, I'm so sleepy.
Well, time to go to bed. Good night, Grim. I'll see you tomorrow. Night, Nancy. Yeah, she was definitely watching porn. Guess I'm not the only one in this house who's horny. Interesting. Dahlia, I'm going to my room. Are you in the bathroom? The door is open. I don't want to cause another misunderstanding. Yeah, good night. Get out of my way. Why the rush? I've been waiting so long for this day. What day? Is that Eternum's E-suit? Are you about to log on? You bet your ass I'm gonna play. I found it. Finally, I discovered the location for one of the 10 Gems of Doom. You did what? I've located the guys who have it, the 6th gem, and I prepared a trap for them. The gem will soon be mine. Holy shit, this is so exciting. Let me help you.
No.
What? Come on, Dahlia. I said no. But I can help. You just barely played for the first time today. You're a noob. Come on, I know enough now. Oh, please. You didn't even know what the gems were until you spoke with Idril today. Okay, maybe. But since then, it's been my dream to get one. Please, Dahlia, please. No. What have you got to lose? Worst case, I die and you can still continue the mission without me. Okay. I guess another set of helping hands wouldn't hurt. Yes. But if I lose the gem because of you, you're dead. And I'm not just talking about the game. I won't fail you. You better not. Fine, go to your room and log on. I'll send you an invitation. And hurry up. We have to be off that server in 30 minutes. Gem in hand. We'll do it in 20. Oh, damn. This is exciting. Isn't it, though, folks? But, yeah, we're going to go ahead and leave you off right here. Yeah, I know. It's mega exciting, but... since we're logging back into Eternum, I think that's reserved for another day. Like, this is a long game, and we're not just gonna speed through it. So I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Eternum! Stay tuned, guys.